Well, it was that was some good worship this morning. Again, thanks to our worship team. I'm so grateful for them for leading us every week. And good stuff. So let me ask you a question. Who were you worshiping this morning when we were singing together? Were you worshiping, perhaps, the one who discovered Moses hiding in obscurity, who worked through that somewhat insecure man to accomplish the most shocking and miraculous revolt of a people group against their captors in human history? I think maybe that might be who you were worshiping this morning. And you know, when Moses dared to ask that being his name, the response was, "I am who I am." I think that might be who you are worshiping today, the one who is. I am. We're told that in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Elohim means the strong one. How strong do you have to be to create a universe? Were you worshiping this morning the creator of stars and planets, of sky and clouds, of wind and rain? Were you worshiping the creator of rainforest and ocean, of canyon and prairie, of mountain and wooded lake? Were you worshiping the creator of dolphin and elephant, of starfish and eagle, of lizard and mountain lion? Were you worshiping the creator of laughter, of singing, of smiles, of good conversation? Oh yes, truly this creator is Adonai Kol Haaretz, the Lord of all the earth.
Amen.
Adonai and Elohim are both plural names. Did you know that? This creator that we worship this morning is not only is he not male or female, he's not even singular. You are worshiping the plural one. When Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt, they were for a few days without water. But the Lord commanded Moses to throw a piece of wood into some rancid water that they had come upon, and at that moment the water turned clean. And then the Lord said to Moses, "I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals." Were you crying out this morning to the Lord that heals? There was a time when a young man named David volunteered to go to battle against a Philistine warrior who stood over 9 feet tall. David took just a stone and a sling with him. That young man called out to the giant saying, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel whom you have defied. All those gathered here today will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's." When you have the Lord of all the heavenly hosts on your side, you don't need sword or spear, do you? I think this morning in worship, you may have been calling out to the Lord of hosts. I'm also thinking that you may have been worshiping the one who made a covenant with Abram. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am El Shaddai, God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." God Almighty promised Abram a child, even though he and his wife were well beyond childbearing years. He pledged to make Abram's descendants numerous and to bless the whole world through them. He then changed Abram's name to Abraham. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who you were worshiping this morning, isn't it? Now, you may recall that when Abraham's son finally arrived, God tested Abraham, and he asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac to him. Shocking as it is, that probably would have been common practice among other people groups of that day and their so-called gods. One can only imagine Abraham's anguish as he bound his son to the altar. But at the last moment, God shouted out, "Stop! Do not lay a hand on the boy. "Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it instead of his son. And then he gave God a new name that day. He called him Jehovah Jireh, "The Lord will provide." You can learn things about the character of this God that we worship by looking at the names ascribed to him in Scripture. The one you pray to today is Elohe Mishpat, the God of justice, and Elohim Emeth, the God of truth. Isaiah called him the upright one. He is also Elohim Avinu, God our Father. Were you worshiping your father this morning? Jesus called him Abba, Daddy. He is called both the God who is near and the God who is far. "Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him?" he asked the prophet Jeremiah. "Do I not fill heaven and earth?" He is the God who is near and the God who is far. He is called the Holy One, set apart in purity and in truth. When Moses passed away, Joshua was appointed the leader of the Israelites, and he was the one who would take them across the Jordan River and into the land that had been promised to them. Joshua turned and called out to the Israelites, proclaiming, "This is how you will know that the living God is among you." And then those carrying the Ark of the Covenant began to walk into the Jordan River. And the river started to pile up upstream so that all the Israelites could walk across on dry ground. "This is how you will know that the living God is among you." This is another of his names, living God. Were you worshiping the one who is alive today? Were you worshiping the one who is alive with power? King David called him El Rakum, God of mercy. The psalmist had another name for him too. "God is my rock." We worship the solid rock, the one who is called the sure foundation. We build our lives upon that rock. Abraham's maidservant Hagar had an interaction with God once, and she gave this name to the one who spoke to her. She called him, "You are the God who sees me." Is that who you're worshiping today, the one who sees you? A man named Gideon once gave God a name. The Lord came to him one night and spoke with him. And when Gideon realized who he was speaking with, he was terrified. And he was sure that he would be put to death. But God comforted him and said, "Have peace. Do not be afraid." Gideon later called him Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. We can learn of his character by looking at his names. Scripture names this one the God, the covenant keeper. Maybe that's who you were singing praise to today, the one who keeps his promises. He's named Jehovah Mekadesh, the God who sanctifies, the one who makes you holy, the one who keeps working on your character. Were you asking for this God to hear you this morning? Jehovah Mekadesh, the one who can turn your life around and daily draw you closer to right living and right being. For he is the potter, and we are the clay. Were you wanting a king this morning? Well, you found him. Scripture calls him the King of Glory. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He is the eternal, immortal, invisible king. And did you know that this king is also a shepherd? Yes, he will make you lie down in green pastures and lead you beside quiet waters. This king will restore your soul. His spirit is the comforter, the eternal spirit, the spirit of truth. Were you inviting the counselor to join you as you prayed today? This God is the lawgiver. He is the consuming fire. He is the mighty one of Israel. He is the father of lights. He is the father to the fatherless. He is the most high God. He is the first and last, the Alpha, the Omega. He is the ancient of days. Is this who you are worshiping today? The prophet Isaiah heard from this God and announced that one day a virgin would give birth to a son and he would be called Emmanuel, God with us. I think maybe when we were worshiping earlier, that I might have heard someone utter the name Jesus. Is that possible? Did you mean Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Mary and Joseph, the son of David, the son of man, the son of the most high God, the one whose name means the Lord saves? Is that who you meant? Did you mean Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith? Is there any chance that you had bread on your mind as you were worshiping today? For he is called the bread of God, the bread of heaven, the bread of life. Maybe you were thinking of light, not bread. He is also called the light of the world. He is the sun, S-U-N, of righteousness. He is the bright morning star. John the Baptist, the one who wore the camel hair and the leather belt, he saw himself as the bride to Jesus, who he called the bridegroom. And remember, when he finally saw the bridegroom, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Maybe that's who you called to this morning in worship. One day, Peter, John, and James took a walk up a mountain with Jesus to pray. It ended up being no ordinary prayer vigil, for in a flash they were engulfed in light and all of a sudden they were standing there with Elijah and Moses. And the very voice of God called out saying, "This is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him." Jesus is the chosen one. Did you bring honor to the chosen one this morning? He's been called the dayspring. And I love this verse. He is the rising sun who will shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide their feet into the path of peace. Paul called him the image of the invisible God. He's the image. Jesus himself said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." He's the image of God. That's another of his names. He's called the wisdom of God. Jesus is the head of the church. He's the firstborn among the dead. Just the first. Those who believe will follow him in rising from the dead. The scripture insists on it. Do you believe? Will you follow in the footsteps of the firstborn from among the dead? When Haggai prophesied about Jesus, he called him the desire of all nations. Haggai spoke of Jesus' arrival and announced, "This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake the nations, and the desire of all nations will come, and I will fill the house of the Lord with glory." The desire of all nations, a name of Jesus. Does America count as one of the nations? Does this group of Americans here desire the Lord? Amen. Did you desire him in your worshipful heart this morning? Jesus is called the great high priest, the one who is able to sympathize with us because he too has been tempted, even though he was without sin. The writer of Hebrews tells us that when we worship and pray, we can approach the throne of grace with confidence because of this high priest that we have in Jesus, this mediator between us and God, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. It's the great high priest. He's also the second Adam. In Jesus' death and resurrection, He pressed restart on the created order. He's the second Adam. You have a choice. You can follow in the line of the first Adam, or you can be part of the descendants of the second Adam. You can learn about a person by looking at their names. The father of the baby who was to become John the Baptist, Zechariah, was overjoyed at the favor that God had bestowed upon his son. One night, Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he sang out that his baby son would become the herald for the one who would be God's horn of salvation. So there's another name for Jesus, the horn of salvation. And indeed, he is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. He is the Deliverer. He is the ultimate sacrificial lamb. For he was led like a lamb to the slaughter. He did not open his mouth. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Just before Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, God asked them each to sacrifice a lamb and smear the blood of the lamb on their doorposts. That night, when the Lord brought judgment upon the Egyptians, he passed over the homes that had the blood smeared on the doorpost. This Jesus who you called out to this morning has been called the Passover Lamb. For those people who are marked with his blood and identified with Jesus, they too will be spared judgment, the final judgment that God has reserved for each person. Though we deserve punishment, we will be passed over because of the blood of the Passover Lamb, this Jesus. Were you worshiping the Passover Lamb today? Did you say thank you to the Passover Lamb for what he has done for you? Remember, we've talked about how Jesus is called the Word of God. The very thought of God that comes from him and breaks into the universe with power to act. He's the Logos. I heard you utter Jesus' name this morning. Do you remember the names that Jesus had for himself? These names teach us a thing or two as well. I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters through me will be saved. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Okay, so we have, I am the bread of life. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I'm the vine. You are the branches. I'm the way, truth, and life. I am the light of the world. Remember? I am Yahweh. The Old Testament prophet Zechariah relayed a message from God. This was years before Jesus walked the earth, and it was this: I am going to bring my servant, the branch, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. When Jesus arrived, many people did not understand that he was the branch. Many rejected him. And those that did not believe disparaged him, accused him of many things. They even gave him a derisive name, Friend of Sinners. Ha! You can tell a lot by looking at someone's name. You can tell a lot about their character. Jesus, Friend of Sinners. The Apostle Paul calls Jesus the gift of God. You're never going to receive a better Christmas gift than the one that God gave to us in sending his son. Wow. So many names, right? For Jesus and for God. It's incredible. Have you ever encountered anything like it? Have you ever encountered a being in which there was such richness, such power in the name? And there is power. There is life-changing power in the name. There is eternity-changing power in this name. Acts 4:12 says, there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. You need to identify yourself with this name. Are you a Christian? Have you taken his name upon yourself and labeled yourself a Christian? Do you realize the significance in what you were doing there, the depth of that act? Do you give it the seriousness that it deserves? So, am I right in about who you were worshiping this morning? Are these the images and thoughts that went through your mind and your heart as we sang praises to God? And you are right to give honor and praise to this God, this plural being, this Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this life giver. I want to give us just another brief opportunity to end our service with worship this morning. And I'll invite the worship team back at this time. Worship team, instead of your name, which we added in there, I think I'd like to do how can I keep from singing his name instead? So just the first two that you did in the normal set. As they come, I'll ask you this. I just wonder, did we do it right the first time? I think many of us did. But did we really think and focus about who we were singing about and who we were singing to the first go-round? Maybe you did. Maybe you treated it casually. Like any other meeting I go, you know, I go to school, I go to work, I go to church and we sing, it's just what we do. Ho-hum. I hope that this reflection upon the names of God, about the character of God, has made you realize that our worship time each week is anything but ho-hum. When you sing out to God, when you come into his presence, remember his names. Remember who he is. Remember what he has done for you. Remember what he can do for you. Remember his great love for you. Don't take this relationship with God casually. Does it make any sense at all to do that? To take God casually? Don't take worship casually. Why don't you go ahead and begin? Just background for a moment, please. Okay, so let's try it again. I'll ask you to stand. We're just going to repeat a couple of the songs we did earlier. Lift up the name of God. And before we do this, just quickly here, I need to tell you that that wasn't all of the names. As we go into worship now, will you remember that you are calling upon the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Promised One? Will you rise to worship the capstone, the cornerstone, the stumbling block, the tried and true stone, this Jesus we call to as a King, King of Israel, King of the saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews? Indeed, he is King of kings, and his kingdom will grow like the mustard seed. He is judge, the just judge, the judge of Israel, the judge of the living and the dead. He is a lion, the lion of Judah, the root of David. He is master, he is teacher, he is Lord. He is the seed of Abraham. He is the suffering servant. He is the Amen. Peter called him the holy and the righteous one. The one who is, who was, who is to come, the only begotten of the Father. He is the Prince of Peace. And oh, by the way, his name is Wonderful. Will you praise him today? Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, you are too great of a being to be described by just a single name. We need multitudes of names for you, and even that is not enough. Oh, Lord, there is not enough to describe your goodness and splendor. Lord, the names that we discussed today tell of your character. You are strong, mighty, permanent, a healer, a provider, just, true, a loving daddy, father to the fatherless, alive, powerful, merciful, a sure foundation, a promise keeper, a good shepherd, comforter, counseling, a consuming fire, light, sacrificial servant, Prince of Peace, friend of sinners and Savior. That's who you are.
Amen.
We are humbled to be in the presence of such greatness, Lord, and that you give us knowledge of you and a relationship with you. Oh God, you are our God.
Yes.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Go with God. Amen.